expected when you knew? You said you knew something right away was wrong.
Yeah, no, it was what I expected after talking with the doctors. It's going to be a rehab situation, and hopefully I'll be back in time to play in a playoff game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a great look at the play, but, like, do you know how everything happened?
Yeah, it was the punt that shouldn't have happened right before halftime. So I guess I have the refs to thank for that one. With 30 seconds left on the clock, they were obviously going to bring a rush. And I blocked to my left, and my left arm was extended out and just got caught at the wrong angle. And my shoulder dislocated. So that, you know, kind of stuff happens. It's football, so.
So you're hopeful it's only a couple-week recovery, potentially?
You know, I'm not really sure what the timetable is, but, you know, I'm hoping to come back.
Having seen David work on snapping the past couple weeks, were you surprised that he did so to the point that he did last night? Or?
No, I think that he has gotten progressively better with all the reps that he's gotten. Coach Prefer does a really good job of emphasizing that those guys who are backups, whether it's backup holders, backup snappers, he even has the guys who are in the wedge on kickoff return catching kicks after practice. So that happens every Thursday. And every week, Ryan Quigley and I are working with David on holds and long snaps. So I'm not surprised that he went out there and did such a great job. And I'm very proud of him. I thought he handled the situation great for it to be such a cold weather game and to go out there and just do his job.
Does this impact any of your holiday plans?
Oh, no. I know. It's still Christmas.
Yeah.
Steve's background as far as, did he do a couple of it in college too, long snapping?
I don't know if he did it in college or high school, but at the beginning of every season, Coach Prefer likes to ask around the guys who are in special teams meetings, who are core guys, hey, have you long snapped? Because, situations like last night are always a possibility. You see it around the league every year where a guy who obviously plays another position has to come in and handle long snapping duties, and it doesn't always go smoothly. So really proud of David for how he handled it last night. Before him, Blake Bell was our backup long snapper earlier this year. Last year and the year before that, when I was here, was Chad Greenway and Audie Cole. So every year it kind of rotates, it's a testament to Dave's ability to focus on not only catching passes and blocking and doing his job on offense, but then clearing his mind and going out there and executing for field goals and punts.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.